हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभम व्यास शंकर मध्यमम अस्मदाचार्य सर्वान् विशेषान् विगत गुण गण पात्रसो नस्तुरीयः. I thought let me briefly tell you today what we saw yesterday, because it's a continuity. See, in this 32nd karika, Gaudapada Acharya presents the nutshell of the teaching when he say, what he states is, there is no creation, there is no dissolution, there's no moksha, there's no mukshu, there's no bandaha. He states this because all that is there is only the abstract reality, which means what is the vision of the Shastram? I, the Self, am Brahma. I, the self, am the whole. There is no second thing. I am the only absolute reality. So I, the self, am the secondless, non-dual, only reality. Here, the mouth of the Jagat. This is the actual vision. When this vision is there, this will be the further understanding. Absolutely, there is no dissolution, creation, moksha, bondage, anything. So we can talk about all these things only relatively. Absolutely, they are not there. That's why we say they are all mithya. Now, in order to assimilate this, ascertain this teaching, this vision, abstract vision, it's very important for us to remember subtle, profound ideas taught from the Shastram, step by step, systematically, the teacher, and different days. So, Shankara Bhagavatpada, what he does in his commentary, he wants to remind us of all those profound, subtle ideas taught from the Shastram. It's important for a student to remember them simultaneously to understand this, assimilate this, ascertain this. So he wants to remind us, Shankara Bhagavatpada wants to remind us of all those profound ideas. So how he presents his teaching? So he also states, first in his commentary on this karika, he just gave the literal meaning of each word of the karika. Then he presented quotations from different Upanishads stating, the fact revealed here is same fact revealed elsewhere in all the Upanishads also. So many quotations. So those quotations become Shruti Pramanam for the fact revealed by Gaudapada Acharya in this karika. So having given the Pramanam, the evidence for this fact from the Upanishads, then he himself explains this logically, Shankaracharya. So first he says, we saw yesterday, this is the first logic, point number one, he said. See what I'm saying now, 383. In page number 383, I'm not reading the Bhashyam now because I already read it. The first point he said is, the logical explanation of why what is said in this karika is absolutely right. I mean, why it is the paramarthata, why it is the fact of absoluteness, why it is the ultimate fact. The reason he gives, utpattihi pralayaha, the dissolution creation must be, can be only of anything which is existent. A non-existent thing cannot have the origination or dissolution, anything. Therefore, he gives example. If a non-existent snake which superimposed upon the rope cannot have birth or death because it doesn't exist at all. And here the idea is, even the Dvaita Anubhavaha, the world of duality, though experienced, in spite of being experienced also, the world of duality really does not exist. It is not there. It is as good as it is not real. The world of duality is not real. It is non-existent. It is as good as existent. It is as though existent. As though existent means it is as good as non-existent. Therefore what? The world of duality also does not have a beginning, does not have origination or dissolution. This is what first he says, the first point. Then he explains, having said that, he goes next page in 384, what he says. In 384, see, there is transaction. Here there's a transaction of Ishvara. There's a transaction of Ishvara with creation, implying, involving duality. There is Ishvara, there is Jagat. We talk about this duality. This is called Dvaita Samyavaharaha. This Dvaita Samyavaharaha, the transaction or function of Ishvara with creation, Jagat, implying duality. What is this? It is Kalpitaha. It is a mere projection. Mere projection only. Having said that, there also he gives the example of the rope snake. Of course, it is because of the ignorance of the real nature of the rope, snake is superimposed upon the rope. Actually, there is no real snake. Even though there is no real snake, because of the ignorance of the rope, because of the real nature of, ignorance of the real nature of the rope, rope is veiled and the possibility of error is there. That is, the snake is snake or even anything else also. It's a crack on the earth or anything can be superimposed upon the snake, upon the rope. But still, the rope is not real. The rope has, such rope, it has no origination, a job has no dissolution. Similarly, even though this world of duality is experienced, it has no dissolution, it has no origination. Why? Because, again he said specifically, manasattva avivesyat. Yesterday we saw this word. Manasattva avivesyat means this world of duality experienced in the waking state as has manasattva aviveshaha. It has the common, avivesha means common. This world of duality experienced in the waking state has the common feature of being projected by the mind. That's the. But here, Shankara Pada in his commentary does not mention this world of duality, okay, in the form of Ishwara and Jagat, is the projection of Ishwara's mind. He does not mention. He simply says, this world of duality is also mental projection only. Again he says. But because already he mentioned about prana and other word, pranadi, we must understand this dvaita prapancha, the jagrat dvaita prapancha, the world of duality experienced in the waking state, is the projection of Ishwara's mind. It is not a projection of the individual mind. We have to be very careful. Okay. When you say it's a projection of the Ishwara's mind, what does it mean? See, the whole world of duality experienced in the waking state is projection of Ishwara's mind means what? Let's understand. The entire world of duality experienced in the waking state is nothing but manifestation of the knowing power called Maya of Ishwara. That's all, that's the meaning. But this world of duality is the manifestation of the knowing power of Ishwara means it's a partial manifestation of the partial knowing power of Maya. Knowing power called Maya. Knowing power of Ishwara. So this world of duality being the manifestation of the knowing power of Ishwara is said to be the projection of Ishwara's mind. Which means in this projection, mind is also involved. Okay? Therefore, being the projection of mind, this work definitely it is not real. It is non-separate from Ishwara. And Ishwara is non-different from this world. Therefore, this is also mithya. Jagrat prapanchaha is mithya. Again, it is reinforced. How do we say it's only projection of the mind? Only when there is manifestation of the knowing power of Ishwara, then there is experience of duality. Whenever this knowing power of Ishwara is not manifested, then there is no duality. Example, as an individual, we cannot understand the Maya. We understand here. In dream, deep sleep state, when the mind is non-functional, the individual mind is non-functional, there is Advaita Anubhavaha. There's only non-dual experience in deep sleep state. Which means in deep sleep state, there is no experience of duality. Dvaita Anubhavaha is not there in deep sleep state. Dvaita Anubhavaha, experience of duality is not there in Samadhi also. Because in Samadhi, also mind is non-functional, not of non-function, it is restrained. In deep sleep state, mind is non-functional. Which means, the experience of duality is dependent on the mind, the function of meditation. Therefore what? It is mithya. That's why we say, it's only mental projection. If it is not a mental projection, the Dvaita Anubhavaha should be there even when the mind is non-functional. But in deep Sushupte, there is no Dvaita Anubhavaha. In Samadhi, the mind is restrained, there is no Dvaita Anubhavaha. Which means, mind is very much involved. It is definitely projection of the mind. Similarly, this world of duality, experienced waking state is definitely the projection of Ishvara's mind in terms of Maya Shakti. Only when this power of mind is manifested, there is projection of duality. When the power of knowing is not manifested, there cannot be the Dvaita Anubhavaha. Therefore what? Dvaitam Mithya. Dvaitam is not Satyam. Having said this much, where in page number 384, finally he gives his conclusion. Conclusive statement. What is that? Mano vikalpana matram dvaitam. Important sentence. Okay? What is dvaitam? One sentence, beautiful. Mano vikalpana matram dvaitam. Duality, any duality experienced in the waking state, of course any duality is projection of the mind only. Therefore, definitely, this world of duality experienced in the waking state is only mental projection. Mano vikalpana matram dvaitam. This fact becomes established at this stage. With the proper, logically we understood, the Shruti also we understood. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, what has been stated by Gaudapada Acharya in his Karika has been appropriately, rightly said that there is no dissolution of the universe, there is no creation of the universe, etc. Okay. Then, this is when this conclusion is arrived at, first Pura Pakshi comes. Now we see here one by one. Okay. The same page 384, he also states. He presents the Purapakshi's doubt and he is going to answer the doubt also. What has been established now? Duality is mithya, non-existent. It is as good as non-existent. It is not real. Non-duality alone is real. Which means non-duality is satyam, advaitam satyam, dvaitam mithya. This fact has been established. But now the Purapakshi's doubt is, the non-duality is non-existent. We have established. If non-duality is non-existent, if it is as good as non-existent, duality. Non-duality, as non-duality being satyam has been established, duality being mithya has been established. If duality is as good as non-existent, if duality is not real, then a non-existent thing need not be proved, cannot be proved. Because Shastram is not required to prove something which is not existent. Then Shastra must be used only for proving the non-duality of reality. But non-duality, the non-duality implies oneness, secondlessness. Therefore, if non-duality is the reality, this non-duality also cannot be proved by Shastram. Why? Because there is no pramanam available. Why? Pramanam, operation of pramanam involves divisions. As teacher taught, teaching division. Jnatru, jnana, jnaya, triputi, bedaha is involved in operating the pramanam. So the truth is non-dual. Where in non-duality, divisions are not possible. In teaching, in operational pramanam, divisions are involved. In very existence of Shastram, will make it will contradictory for the reality being non-dual. Therefore, there is no pramanam available for proving the existence of non-duality. So what he says, pramana abhavat shunyavada prasangaha. Pramana abhavat shunyavada prasangaha means what? As there is no pramanam to prove the existence of the non-duality. There is no evidence for the non-duality. There cannot be pramanam, because pramanam, operation of pramanam involves divisions. Non-duality implies divisionlessness. The two sentences. Non-duality implies divisionlessness. Pramanam involves divisions. See, all the things are explained there. There's only one sentence is that translation. That you have to listen. Non-duality implies divisionlessness. Operation of pramanam involves division in terms of teacher taught the student. Therefore, pramanam being not available as evidence for non-duality, non-duality also should be taken as what? Non-existent, like the duality. When duality is also mithya, as well as non-existent, if non-duality is also non-existent, is not provable, then it takes us to the situation, gives the situation of having to accept shunyavadaha, which means reality must be only non-existence, nothingness. This is his argument. This is the Purapakshi's doubt. And what is the answer given by Shankaracharya? He says, no. See, answer for this question, there is no non-existence at all. There cannot be non-existence. Non-existence cannot be the reality. This has been already explained. Shunyavadaha has been negated, refuted already by Shankaracharya in his commentary on God Upanishad mantra itself. So he remains, okay? Shankara Bhagavad Pada remains the Purva Pakshi. By way of remaining Purva Pakshi, he is reminding us. Even the situation of, okay, having to face such a doubt, we must remember that this non-existence cannot be the reality. Shunyavada has been already refuted, already negated by Shankara Bhagavad Pada in his commentary on the Upanishad mantra. And what was the reason given? What was the hetu presented by Shankaracharya then? The hetu presented was, there cannot be a mithya thing without its adhishtanam. He repeats here. A non-real snake cannot exist independently without its adhishtanam rope. Similarly, whenever any superimposition is there of anything, the relative world also, we understand this, there cannot be a mithya, existence of something mithya. without its adhishtanam. This is the answer. Therefore, of course, the non-duality, there of course is a duality of this world, is mithya, it is not real, but it exists where it has satya adhishtanam. This is non-dual reality, atma as its satya adhishtanam. Mithya dvaita prapancha has advaita atma, satya advaita atma as its adhishtanam. Therefore what? This answer was already given. It has been already negated. So he asks, he says, Sankaracharya says, the Pura Paksha simply wants to revive the same question which was already answered and his argument was negated. Shunyavada has been negated. Okay, so here we have to understand. It's come out of the Bhasha. We have to understand. In fact, Atma is ever self-evident. Atma does not require another pramanam for its existence. As always, the knowledge of self-existence in terms of I am is there. So Atma is ever self-evident. It does not require another evidence for the existence of the Atma. This argument itself is because this Pura Pakshi Shunyavadi does not understand real nature of the Atma. Therefore, he comes with this argument. Okay. Then, Pura Paksha doesn't stop. This is the first argument is over. Second argument. What is the second doubt this Pura Paksha has? Just as the snake is mithya, so also the rope which is adhishtanam of the snake also is mithya. Therefore, this Dishtantaha itself is not appropriate. This is question, this doubt comes. Then, page number 385. There, Shankara Bhagavatpada corrects this doubt also, I mean, answers his question. Why he says, one, the superimposition can be only upon a real vastu. There cannot be, if the rope is not real, if rope is also mithya, it is not possible to, for the snake, superimposition of the snake on the rope. Rope is, when the rope is understood as the rope, rope is not negated. What is negated is only the snake. What is negatable is what is not real. The superimposition alone is negatable. The adhishtanam of the superimposition is not negatable. It continues to exist. Therefore, superimposition must be on something which is real only. The adhishtanam on which superimposition is done, that must be real. A non-real thing cannot be an adhishtanam for the superimposition. One mithya cannot be superimposed upon another mithya. One mithya can be mithya object, the superimposition of mithya thing is possible only on something which is real, relatively real. he states that. Then, again Purupakshi comes, third doubt. Is it now? We have seen two doubts of the Purupakshi. What is the third doubt of the Purupakshi? What's the third question? He says, just as the rope in rope snake, okay, he says, just as the rope in rope snake is also mithya. Again he says, rope is also, snake is also mithya, rope is also mithya. Audi first he said, superimposition is done on the rope is mithya, the snake is also mithya. If he explained, the answer was given, no, superimposition cannot be made on something which is not real, only on something real superimposition can be done. That answer was given. The next question is, there he explained one more thing, the non-negatability of the Satya Adhishtanam itself is the proof that it is not mithya. Then comes the next question. Rajju Sarpavati Sattvamiti. See, there the word is Sattvam, but we should take it as Asattvam. This rope is also mithya, snake is also mithya. Why? He gives his reason. Why he comes with, Shankaracharya doesn't explain that. He assumes that we don't understand that. Because the rope also, like the snake, has drishyatvam. That's available for experience. It also has anityatvam. Time-bound nature. Therefore, rope is also mithya. Snake is also mithya. Similarly, here the Atma Adhishtanam also is mithya. Jagat also is mithya. That's what he wants to say. He is still trying to establish the sunyatvam. Non-existence is the reality. And this is where Shankarabhata explains very beautifully, no, ekantena avikalpitatvat vikalpita rajvamshatamvamt prak sarva abhava vijnanat. The answer he is giving is, no, this person who erroneously sees this snake on the rope is not totally ignorant of the rope. He knows the rope, being the rope as, he knows what rope is. The person who mistakes the rope for a snake is not totally ignorant of the rope. He would have seen the rope. He knows what rope is. But in a certain situation, in a given situation, when, especially when there's dimness of light, when there's no bright light, then it's a possibility of mistaking the rope for a snake. Not always. Only when there is not adequate light, when the light is dim, he mistakes that rope for a snake. Not always. Therefore, there is no total ignorance of the rope. The person, the vikalpayita, one who superimposed the snake on the rope, is not totally ignorant of the rope. Definitely, he knows what the rope is. But in a given situation, where there is no bright light, where there is dim light, it is possible for him to mistake the rope for a snake. In dimness, what happens? He knows there is something is. He knows the existence of something. But he does not know what exactly is. which means he has partial knowledge of existence of something. He has the knowledge of existence of something, but he does not know what is that which is existent. There's a partial knowledge and partial ignorance. Because the object is covered by darkness, dimness of light. It shines only in dimness of light. Therefore, in any experience, very important sentence, okay? In any experience, in every experience of any object, definitely there is different orders of reality. Okay? The reality is in its different orders. That's why we have to understand, there's no such a thing, a total absence is not there at all. Total non-existence is not there at all. Cannot be. There must be a certain degree of reality must be there even in anything non-existent. So the non-existence itself is a relative. Absence is relative. There's no absolute non-existence. Absolute non-existence is not there at all. But this relative non-existence, relative absence, absolute non-existence is not possible, is not there. So in every experience, there is mithya aspect, satyam aspect also is there. Yesterday we saw this example. I say until this part we saw yesterday. When a person who sees the snake, who has erroneous perception of the rope as a snake, when he says there is, okay, this is a snake, there's a snake or this is a snake, there, apart from the word snake, this and the is, the two other words, those two words actually stand for reality only. That the word this, implying thisness, stands for relative reality. The word is, implying isness, stands for absolute reality. The snake stands for subjective reality. It means there's reality throughout. Satta. Therefore, the false snake, falsely perceived snake, needs an adhishtanam rope, which is satyam, which is not mithya. Similarly here also, even in that, in every experience, there is mixture of existence, consciousness, satya adhishtanam. Okay, what he says, states is, this rope snake is given as an example only to help us understand the fact how ignorance can contribute for erroneous perception. What is the example given? When the example is given, okay, this snake is superimposed upon the rope. Rope is real, snake is not real. The example is given not to establish that rope is absolute reality. No. Definitely rope is relative reality. Snake is, okay, subjective reality. No doubt. That example is given only for us to understand the fact that ignorance alone causes the erroneous perception. adhyaropaha, superimposition is possible only because of ignorance. Again, in the wake of the knowledge, adhyaropaha is negatable. Superimposition is caused by ignorance, and the superimposition is negatable, resolvable in the knowledge. To make us understand this fact alone, this rope snake example is given. So, we should stretch the example. In fact, so he is going to say that even if that example is given, the fact is, it is impossible to have any experience without the adhishtanam, satya adhishtanam of Atma. In every experience of any object, any given situation, so wherever, whenever, however, in whichever way an experience of a given object happens, in that experience, in every experience, there is always mixture of touch of what? Satya Adhishtana Atma. Absolute reality is very much there. As what? The awareness existence is there in every experience. The form and name of a given object in experience is subjective experience, subjectively seen. There's no time we do not have Brahma Anubhavaha. We always have Brahma Anubhavaha. Okay? When you say this universe is, duality is, this is universe. When you say that this stands for relative reality, isness, is stands for isness, which is absolute reality. And the jagat is what? Is our perception. That's why this, the ease, which stands for easeness, is what? Awareness, existence. Existence implies awareness also. Therefore, there's never a time Paramatma is not experienced. Every experience is Advaita Atma Anubhavaha. In Dvaita Anubhava, there is also Advaita Atma Anubhavaha. Okay, so there is mixture of the absolute reality in every experience, in the form of existence awareness. Therefore, what he says, even before the knowledge of the rope being rope takes place, that the person already has the knowledge of the rope, in a given situation, given Dhammit does not see, superimposition is possible. Similarly here, Atma Ajnanam also, I tell you, Atma is also not totally unknown. This absolute reality, the non-dual reality, being one's own self, being the truth of the one who, Vikalpayita, one who sees erroneously. The Swarupma of the Vikalpayita, the project, the person who superimposes, is it? The Swarupma of the Vikalpayita being the Atma, Atma is not totally unknown. It means Atma is self-evident. Atma is self-evident. Therefore, totally unknown thing is not here. Atma being already unknown, sorry, already known, partially known. The existence of Atma is already known. Atma is also partially known, partially unknown. We know Brahma Asti is known. Even though this Brahman is experienced in every experience, this experience of Brahman, but we do not know what the Brahman is, how the Brahman is. So this I know I am, but do not know what I am. It's a partial knowledge and partial glimpse of the Atma. That is why it is possible for the error to happen. This total ignorance error is not possible. The total knowledge error is also not possible. This partial ignorance and partial knowledge, therefore error is possible. Therefore, he says, Vikalpayitu Hucha Prak, and I think we have seen until this is the place we have to see. Vikalpayitu Hucha Prak, Vikalpana Utpattehe Prak, Siddhatva Abhyubagamat. As Atma is not totally unknown, Atma is partially known already in terms of what? The existence. Atma is self-evident. So Atma does not require evidence. See, already partial knowledge is there. Okay. Only thing is, what I am is not known. What Atma is not known. That now, when the superimposition is negated, what Atma is becomes clear. Atma being non-dual becomes clear when the superimposition, the superimposed duality upon the Atma is negated, Atma becomes revealed. So what Shastram does is only negation of the duality. Shastra Pramanam does the negation of the duality. Then Atma is already there, becomes revealed. So superimposition alone has to be negated for the Vastu to become revealed. Therefore what? Without the Adhishtanam, Asat Mithya cannot have existence. The very experience of Dvaita Prapancha is possible because of its Satya Adhishtanam. So Satya Atma, the Advaita Atma is there, available for experience, in every experience, in the form of awareness existence. Therefore, non-existence is not the reality. Asatva anupapattihi. So now, next doubt. Same page, 385 there itself. Katham punaha. Swarupe vyapara abhave. Shastrasya dvaita vijnana nivartakatvam. Now three questions have been answered. Katham punaha. Swarupe vyapara abhave. Shastrasya. Dvaita vijnana nivartakatvam. Okay. Now the next question is, the swarupam, the atma being non-dual reality. Again, same question. Atma being non-dual reality. How the shastram and that atma alone is, same question, okay? Non-dual reality alone is. The non-dual reality what? Shastra Pramanam is not possible. Already he said. Shastra Pramanam involves divisions. Non-dual reality is divisionless, implies divisionlessness. Therefore, even if how can this Shastram reveal, negate the duality? Dvaita Vijnana Nivartakattvam, how does the Shastram have the status of being the negator of the duality? How does the Shastram negate the duality? When the Shastram is not even, Shastram cannot be operated as Shastram because it involves divisions. Because what is there is only, how does Shastram negate the duality? Okay. That's why it is said there is no absolute ignorance. There is no absolute non-existence. Na eshaha doshaha. This is not error. This is not wrong. Rajvam sarpavit. Rajvam sarpadivat. Rajvam sarpadivat. Atmani dvaitasya. Avidya adhyastatvat. He says, this dvaitasya adhyastastva, dvaitam is superimposed only because of ignorance, partial ignorance. The duality is superimposed, the superimposition of duality is purely because of ignorance. Just as snake is superimposed upon the rope, because of the ignorance of the rope, so also, partial ignorance of the Atma alone causes the what? Superimposition of the duality upon the Atma. So he already established what? The Atma is self-evident. This knowledge of the existence of Atma is already there. Atma does not, see, consciousness, Atma does not require any pramanam. Pramanam is not for Atma. Atma does not require pramanam. Pramanam is not required for the knowledge of the existence of the Atma. It's already known. So this partial knowledge and partial ignorance. Only in dim light, rope is mistaken by the person who knows what rope is. That person alone mistakes the rope for a snake only because the dim light, because of not seeing what is, what is. Similarly here, there's a partial knowledge of the Atma, partial ignorance of the Atma. Therefore, this superimposition of duality upon the Atma is possible. Okay, that's the first answer he gives. Then he is asking, katham, how partial ignorance of the Atma causes the superimposition of the duality upon the Atma. It is, he gives example of, okay. Sukhi aham, dukhi aham, moodoham, jatoham, I'm adding aham, okay. Never everything. மிருதஹா அகம், ஜீர்ணஹா அகம், தேகவான் அகம், அகம் பஷ்யாமி, அகம் யக்தஹா, அகம் அவ்யக்தஹா, அகம் கர்த்தா, அகம் பலி, அகம் சயுக்தஹா, அகம் வியுக்தஹா, அகம் க்ஷீணஹா, அகம் விருத்தோஹம், மம ஏதது, சரி, மம ஏதே, மம ஏதே இத்யேவம் ஆதய, இத்யேவமாயஹ சர்வே ஆத்மனி அத்யாரோப்யந்தே. Now he says, see, all these are various attributes. All these attributes are superimposed upon attributeless Atma. He explains here, because he asks the question, how in partial ignorance superimposition happens? He asks that. So the answer is given. See, aham sukhi, he, I'm unhappy. Aham modaha, I'm deluded. I'm jataha, I was born. I'm rutaha, I'm a mortal. I'm jirnaha, okay, I'm old. Dehavan, I have body. I see. Aham, perceptible. I'm imperceptible. I'm a doer. I'm enjoyer of the benefit. Aham pali. I'm sanyuktaha. I'm associated with some things. I'm vyuktaha. I'm separated from things. I'm fast there. Sanyuktaha, vyuktaha, kshinaha. Okay. I'm kshinaha. I'm weak. I'm vriddaha. I'm old. Mama ete. All these are mine. ஏதே மம்ம, தீஸ் பிலாங் டு மீ. இத்தேவம் ஆதயா, ஓகே, ஆல் தீஸ் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட்ஸ் வாட் சர்வே த ரிவீல் தட் ஆல் தீஸ் ஆட்ரிபியூட்ஸ் ஆர் சூப்பர் இம்போஸ்ட் அப்பான் தி ஆட்ரிபியூட்லெஸ் ஆத்மா. சி, பீங் ஹாப்பி, பீங் அன்ஹாப்பி, பீங் ஓல்ட், பீங் மார்டல், பீங் பார்ன், பீங் எண்டோட் வித் சம்திங், not being, when not endowed with something, being associated with something, being weak, being old, all these are attributes. These attributes are superimposed upon what? The Atma. These attributes belong to what? The Namarupas. So the material Namarupas, these attributes belong to those mithya, material namarupas, but they are superimposed upon the attributeless Atma. Why? Because there is knowledge on the part of every individual in terms of knowledge of existence. I know I am, but I do not know what I am. I do not know that I do not know what I am. So the self, partial self-ignorance being there, not knowing what exactly I is. Therefore, error happens. What error happens? Adhyasa happens. The body, mind, sense complex. Just as rope is mistaken to be the snake, Atma is mistaken to be the Anatma, body, mind, sense complex. And the attributes of body, mind, sense complex are superimposed upon the Atma. This is how partial ignorance contributes for the superimposition of what is not. If the ignorance is total, superimposition is not possible, error is not possible, adhyasa is not possible, superimposition is not possible. Adhyasa and adhyaropa, almost very close. It's not possible. So only in partial knowledge, partial ignorance, superimposition is possible. So here also this partial knowledge and partial ignorance, therefore it is how superimposition happens. Atmani adhyaropente, ஆத்மா ஏதேஷு அனுகதா. ஆத்மா இஸ் இன் ஆல் தி சூப்பர் இம்போசிஷன்ஸ், ஆத்மா இஸ் தேர் ஆஸ் தி சத்திய அதிஷ்டானம். அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், ஆத்மா ஏதேஷு அனுகதா மீன்ஸ் வாட்? Atma is very much there in every statement. Aham, aham, aham. In every superimposition, that is what? Atma is very much there as the adhishtanam. Eteshu atma anugataha. Sarvatra அவ்யபிசாராத். சர்வத்ர அவ்யபிசாராத். சி ஆல் த்ரூ அவுட் ஆத்மா இஸ் தேர் சேஞ்ச்லெஸ்லி. பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் இட்ஸ் அன்சேஞ்சிங் நேச்சர், ஆத்மா இஸ் தேர் கண்டினியூஸ்லி இன் ஆல் தீஸ் சேஞ்சிங் ஆட்டிபியூட்ஸ். வென் யூ சே அஹம் பாலஹா, யூ சே பாலஹா, ஆத்மா இஸ் தேர். The Balaha, the superimposition is there. The attribute is superimposed. That attribute goes later on. Aham Vivakaha. I continues to be there. The same I is there, but the attribute changes. The Atma imperfectum I continues to be there changelessly, whereas the attribute alone is changing. Attribute undergoes changes. Evam Atma Yeteshu Anugataha Sarvatra Avyabhicharat Yata Sarpadharadi Vedeshu Rajjuhu. How in all various superimpositions such as snake or stick of water, stick, etc. In all of them, rope is the adhishtanam. Rope can be only adhishtanam. Similarly, in all these different superimpositions, where different attributes are superimposed upon the attributeless Atma, Atma is the is one which is there continuously. In changing, attributes are changing, but Atma, in superimposition also change. But Atma is there as the adhishtanam in all those changing superimpositions also changelessly. So the superimposition is possible only because of ignorance. Similarly, this Dvaita Prapancha, the world of duality, you superimpose upon the Atma when you say, Atma is always there as a adhishtanam for the dvaitam to be there. Dvaita anubhavaha itself is possible because of the satya adhishtanam. With the satya adhishtanam, dvaitam also will not be existent. So, yatha sarpadharadi vedeshu rajjuhu, tatha atma sarvatra. அவ்யபிசாராத் ஆத்மா ஏதேஷு அனுகதா. ஓகே, I'm reading. You have to see in page number 386. Sorry. I didn't tell you the page number. Okay. Now Shankaracharya says, he continues his answer again. Therefore, yadacha evam visesha swarupa pratyasya siddhatvat na kartavyattam shastrena. What he says? So Shastram does not serve as a pramanam to reveal the existence of the Atma. Why? Siddhatvat. ശാസ്ത്രേണ കർത്തവ്യത്വം ന സിദ്ധത്വാത്. ശാസ്ത്രം ഡസ് നോട്ട് സർവ് എ പ്രമാണം ടു റിവീൽ ദി എക്സിസ്റ്റൻസ് ഓഫ് ദി ആത്മ വിച്ച് ഈസ് ഓൾറെഡി നോൺ. ശാസ്ത്രം വൈ? ബിക്കോസ് അകൃതകർത്തൃച്ച ശാസ്ത്രം. അകൃതകർത്തൃ ശാസ്ത്രം, അകൃതകർത്തൃ മീൻസ് വാട്? ശാസ്ത്രം സർവ്സ് ആസ് എ പ്രമാണം ഓൺലി ഇൻ റിവീലിംഗ് വാട്ട് ഈസ് അൺനോൺ. അകൃത മീൻസ് അൺനോൺ. അകൃതകർത്തൃ മീൻസ് വാട്ട്? റിവീലർ ഓഫ് ദി അൺനോൺ. ശാസ്ത്രം cannot reveal something which is already known. If shastram reveals something what is already known, then it cannot be the pramanam. Shankaracharya used a very nice word here, akrita kartru shastram. Akrita kartru shastram means what? Shastram is the revealer of the unknown. Krita anukaritve apramanam. കൃത അനുകാരിത്വേ. സപ്പോസ് ഇഫ് ശാസ്ത്രം റിവീൽസ് വാട്ട് ഈസ് ഓൾറെഡി നോൺ, ദെൻ ഇറ്റ് ഡസ് നോട്ട് ബിക്കം എ പ്രമാണം. ദെർഫോർ ശാസ്ത്രം ഡസ് നോട്ട് സെർവ് ആസ് എ പ്രമാണം ഫോർ നോയിങ് ദി എക്സിസ്റ്റൻസ് ഓഫ് ദി ആത്മ. ശാസ്ത്രം സെർവ്സ് ആസ് ദി പ്രമാണം ഓൺലി ഫോർ നോയിങ് വാട്ട് ദാറ്റ് ആത്മ ഈസ്. ഓക്കെ, that's why to know your own existence you do not know the pramanam. If somebody says I do not know, okay, I do not know I am, means he does not know his own existence. The person who does not know he is the one who does not know his existence. He does not know he is existent. Therefore Atmajnana, knowledge of the self-existence is already there. What is revealed by the Shastram is only the nature of that reality. Akrita kartvacha Shastram, krita anukaritve apramanam. So vishesha swarupa pratyasa siddhatvat, as this knowledge of self existence in terms of I am is already there, it's called swarupa pratyaya. Na kartavyatvam shastraina, it does not need to be revealed by the shastram. Okay, yataha അവിദ്യ അദ്വാരോപിത സുഖിത്വാദി വിശേഷ പ്രതിബന്ധാത് ഏവ ആത്മനഃ സ്വരൂപേണ അനവസ്ഥാനം. Now he gives the reason why a person does not abide in one's own real nature. സ്വരൂപേണ അനവസ്ഥാനം. Very nice sentence it is. Swarupena anavasthanam means what? Non-abidance in one's own essential nature. See, swarupam, one's own essential nature. Anavasthanam means non-abidance in one's own essential nature. As I am consciousness existence. I am aham atma. Such self-abidance is not there because of the superimposition of these attributes. All the existence of the Atma is known. Okay? Why should there be bondage then? Still, the attributes superimposed upon the Atma are countless. So many attributes are superimposed upon the Atma. So what does Atma, Shastram do then? Shastram does the job. In fact, Shastram does not even reveal the Atma. Okay? Already known to you. Shastram only helps in negating those superimpositions. So what he says here, yataha, okay, because avidya adhyaropita sukhitvadi vishesha பிரதிபந்தாதியேவ. வாட் இஸ் தட் விச் பிரிவென்ட்ஸ் அ பர்சன் ஃப்ரம் டேக்கிங் ஓனர்ஷிப் ஆஃப் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் எசென்சியல் நேச்சர்? வாட் இஸ் பிரதிபந்தா ஹியர்? வாட் அப்ஸ்ட்ரக்ட்ஸ்? வாட் இஸ் திச் அப்ஸ்ட்ரக்ட்ஸ் தி ரியல் நேச்சர் ஃப்ரம் பீங் ரிவீல்டு டு ஒன் செல்ஃப், தர்பை டு அபடின் ஒன் செல்ஃப்? இட் ஹீ சேஸ் அவித்யா அத்தியாரோபித சுகித்வாதி விசேஷ. ஆல் தீஸ் கவுண்ட்லெஸ் நம்பர் ஆஃப் ஆட்ரிபியூட்ஸ் the superimpose upon the atma because of ignorance. The ignorance caused superimpositions of the attributes such as I'm happy, unhappy, old, born, etc. These superimpositions alone obstruct the real nature of the atma from being revealed. The pratibandhat, பிரதிபந்தா, தெர் இஸ் பிரதிபந்தா, தெர் இஸ் அப்ஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன். வாட் அப்ஸ்ட்ரக்ட்ஸ் நேச்சர் ஆஃப் தி ஆத்மா ஃப்ரம் பீங் ரிவீல்ட்? அப்ஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன் இஸ் காஸ்ட் பை ஆட்ரிபியூட்ஸ் சூப்பர் இம்போஸ் அப்பான் தி ஆத்மா பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் இக்னரன்ஸ் ஆஃப் வாட் தி ரியல் நேச்சர் ஆஃப் தி ஆத்மா. தி ரியல் நேச்சர் ஆஃப் தி, தெர் இஸ் நோ அசர்டைன்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் தி ரியல் நேச்சர் ஆஃப் தி ஆத்மா. The ignorance of the real nature of the Atma, ignorance veils the real nature of the Atma. What happens? Therefore, superimposition, error happens, all these attributes of an Atma become superimposed upon the Atma, therefore Atma Swarupam does not become revealed. Now what does the Shastram do? He says, he gives the reason, Atmanaha Swarupena Anavasthanam, not being able to abide in one's own essential nature is because of the superimposition of attributes caused by ignorance. Okay. Swarupa avasthanam cha shreyaha. And what is freedom? What is mokshaha? Shreyaha is what? Swarupa avasthanam. Swarupa avasthanam shreyaha. Nice sentence. ஸ்வரூப அவஸ்தானம் ஸ்ரேயஹ. அவஸ்தானம் பிசிக்கலி மீன்ஸ் வாட்? அபைடன்ஸ். அபைடிங் இன் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் எசென்ஷியல் நேச்சர் இஸ் ஸ்வரூப அவஸ்தானம். சீயிங் த ரோப் ஆஸ் த ரோப். வாட் இஸ் ரோப்? இஃப் யூ சே ஆஸ் அ விஷன், சிமிலர்லி அகம் சைத் சச்சித் பிரம்மாத்மா. ஐ பீங் ரிசால்வ்ட் இன் இட்ஸ் எசென்சியல் நேச்சர் பியூர் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் இஸ் வாட்? ஸ்வரூப அவஸ்தானம். அபைடன்ஸ் இன் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் எசென்சியல் நேச்சர் மீன்ஸ் பீங் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் ஆல் தி ஆட்ரிபியூட்ஸ் which are not really there, superimposed by the ignorance. So what Shastram does, Shastram only abidance in one's own essential nature is moksha, freedom. Therefore, சுகித்வாதி நிவர்த்தகம் சாஸ்திரம். நோ ஹி இஸ் பியூட்டிஃபுல். வாட் இஸ் சாஸ்திரம்? சுகித்வாதி நிவர்த்தகம் சாஸ்திரம். சுகித்வாதி நிவர்த்தகம் சாஸ்திரம். சாஸ்திரம் ஓன்லி ரிமூவ்ஸ் தி சூப்பர் இம்போசிஷன்ஸ் காஸ்ட் பை இக்னரன்ஸ். Shastram negates the superimpositions. Nivartakam. How does Shastram serve as a means of knowledge of the essential nature of the Atma? Shastram serving as the remover of the superimpositions. What? Through negation of superimpositions, attributes, to the negation of attributes falsely superimposed upon the Atma,
Atma helps one abide in one's own. Shastram helps one abide in one's own essential nature. Is it clear? Therefore, sukhitvadi nivartakam shastram. Atmani asikhitvadi pratyakaranena neti neti sthuladi vakyehi. See, in the mind, Atma also produces what? Other opposite attributes. I'm Sukhi, I'm Dukhi. Is it? So, opposite attributes also, by projecting the opposite attributes also in the mind, then Shastram, by removing those attributes, negating those attributes superimposed upon the Atma, Atma helps one abide in one's own essential nature. The Shastram helps one abide in one's own essential nature, on Atma. Therefore, Shastram does not even reveal. Shastram does not reveal anything here. Shastram is said to be the Pramanam not because it reveals the Swarupam. The Swarupam reveals itself. What Atma does? Atma only negates the attributes superimposed upon the Atma. Yeah, Shastram. Shastram only negates the attributes falsely superimposed upon the Atma. Doesn't even reveal. When the attributes superimposed upon the Atma are negated, the superimpositions are negated, Swarupam reveals itself. That's what is Swarupa Avasthanam. Abides one's own essential nature, which is the Mokshaha. Atmani asikhitvadi pratyakaranena neti neti asthuladi vakyehi. Then he quotes how this in method, this drikdrishiveka prakriya, when it is used, how gradually Shastram helps one negate all these gross, subtle, etc. as not I. Astuladi, na iti astuladi vakyehi. Astuladi vakyehi means statements which negate gross, subtle, etc. gradually, one by one. Thereby, finally, that prakriya helps one arrive at one's own swarupam being. Consciousness, consciousness. See, through Shastram only negates what Atma is not. Only through the method of negation, Shastram helps us arrive at the reality. Swarupam reveals itself when the error is corrected, superimpositions are negated. Is it clear? That's the fact. So following English, we must go to page number, next page, 387. Atmasvarupavat asukhitvadi api sukhitvadi bedeshu na anuvrittaha asti dharmaha. So when these attributes are removed, when the attributes are negated as false attributes, still there is what continues to be there non-negatably is the Swarupam. Which means Atma is absolutely attributeless. So, attributes cannot be really superimposed, but they erroneously superimposed. So, the example is given here. Yatha Ushnatva Guna Visheshavati Agnav Sheetata. The fire Iva Ushnatva Gunavati Gunavat. Ushnatva Guna Visheshavati Agnihi. Ushnatva Guna Visheshavati Agnihi. The fire has heat as its very intrinsic nature. So, it is not possible to superimpose the chillness, sheetata. Sheetata, the chillness cannot be. The chillness is completely diagonally opposite. Chillness cannot be superimposed upon the Atma, upon the fire as its nature. Chillness can never become the nature of the fire. That chillness can be superimposed upon the fire also, because fire is ever of nature of being hot. Swarupam. Similarly, attributelessness being the nature of the Atma, these attributes cannot be. How chillness cannot be superimposed and given to the fire, which is ever of nature of being hot, all these sukhi, dukhi, etc., the attributes cannot be superimposed upon the Atma, really, which is ever of the nature of attributelessness. Which means these attributes are falsely transferred, not really transferred. See, there's no real transference of attributes. Which means the attributes belong to body, mind, sense complex. So, attributes of body, mind, sense, being mortal, being ignorant, being sad, being unhappy, being happy, being unhappy, being confused, they're all attributes of the mind. Being fat, being thin, being sick, being healthy, attributes of the physical body. Being hungry, being thirsty, attributes of the pranas. Being deaf, blind, the attributes of the sense organs. See, attributes of the anatma, body, mind, sense complex are not really transferred to the dharmas. Attributes of the anatma, physical body, not really transferred to the atma. They are falsely transferred. This false transference alone, not real transference. Really, they cannot be transferred. Why? Example he given was Ushnatva Guna Visheshavati Agnav. Agnihi is Ushnatva Guna Visheshavan. Agni is specifically, specially of the nature of being hot. In it, fire, that such fire, upon that fire, sheetata, chillness cannot be superimposed upon. Similarly, the Atma, which is ever of the nature of attributelessness, all these attributes cannot be really superimposed, really transferred. This false transference alone is said to be what? Superimposition. This is caused by what? Ignorance. Avidya. So, Shankaracharya says, Tasmat Nirviseshe Eva Atmani. Nirviseshe Eva Atmani. Sukhitvadayaha Viseshadayaha Kalpitaha. This is how all these superimpositions are projected. All these false attributes are falsely projected, superimposed upon the Atma, which is actually attributeless. Atma is nirvisheshaha Atma. నిర్విశేషే ఏవ ఆత్మని సుఖిత్వాదయ విశేషాః కల్పితాః. ఆల్ దీస్ ఆట్రిబ్యూట్స్ ఆర్ ప్రొజెక్టెడ్ అపాన్ సూపరింపోజ్ అపాన్ ది ఆత్మ విచ్ ఈస్ యాక్చువల్లీ ఆట్రిబ్యూట్లెస్. Means falsely. Yat tu asukhitvadi shastram atmanah tat sukhitvadi vishesha nivrutyarthameva iti siddham. Therefore, what is the, now because he was telling pramanam cannot be used. That's the answer, the very beautiful answer. Okay, I had much make it much clearer for you in my next session. So what he says, vishesha nivrutyarthameva shastram vishesha nivrutyarthameva. సుఖిత్వాది ఆత్మనః తత్ సుఖిత్వాది విశేష నివృత్త్యర్థమేవ ఇతి సిద్ధం. నౌ వాట్ ఈజ్ శాస్త్రం ఫార్? శాస్త్రం ఈజ్ నాట్ ఫార్ రివీలింగ్ ది ఆత్మ స్వరూపం, నాట్ ఈవన్ ఫార్ రివీలింగ్. ఆత్మ డస్ నాట్ సర్వ్ యాజ్ అ ప్రమాణం. ఓకే, రియలీ టు రివీల్ ది ఆత్మ ఇస్ ఆల్రెడీ సెల్ఫ్ ఎవిడెంట్. What does Atma do now? Atma just only negates Shastram, negates Atma, negates what I'm saying. Shastram negates. In revealing, Shastram negates only the superimpositions. The falsely transferred attributes alone Shastram negates. By negating the falsely superimposed attributes, Shastram helps what? Just to abandon one's own essential nature. Because one's own essential nature is already there. One's own essential nature becomes revealed when Shastram negates those attributes. Therefore, what? Shastram serves as a pramanam. Why? The law is an important sentence. Siddham tu nivartakatvat iti agama vidam sutram. Siddham tu nivartakatvat. Shastram definitely serves as a pramanam for atmajnanam, not by revealing the atmaswarupam, but by negating the falsely transferred attributes. The false superimpositions upon the Atma caused by ignorance. What is his answer for? Advaita Atma is Advaitam. The non-dual Atma implies divisionlessness. Shastram involves divisions. Therefore, how can Shastram reveal, serve as a means of knowledge of that Atma? No. Shastram does not reveal. What does it do? Shastram just serves as a means in negating the false superimpositions caused by ignorance. Superimpositions are many. Though Shastram has to do the job of negating those attributes, falsely superimposed upon the Atma. Now all the superimposition are negated, Atma Swarupam reveals. What is non-negatable is Satyam. Trikala Abhaditam Satyam. What is non-negatable is Satyam. So, Asthulatvadi Vakyehi, we understood. How Atma is not the Stulam, Atma is not the Sukshim, Atma is, okay, not Sukhi, not Dukhi. All the superimpositions are negated. Then Atma Swarupam becomes revealed. Advaita Swarupam becomes revealed. Purva Shlokartasya Hetum Aha. Is it clear? What have we seen until now? Any questions in this? See, Atma Swarupam is ever known. Existence of the Atma is ever known. Never unknown. That is why here ignorance is only partial. You have to remember, when Ishvara's mind in terms of Maya functions, when the manifestation, the power of knowing becomes manifested, there's only partial manifestation. There's only partial knowledge. There's knowledge of the existence of the self. There's knowledge of the existence of the jagat also. As I am, this is. Partial knowledge is there already. Therefore, error is possible. Partial ignorance, partial knowledge. When the error in the perception is possible, then superimposition of the attributes also possible. The false transference of the attributes also possible. That is when one has completely, the Swarupam becomes completely covered. Which covered means what? Abundance in one's own essential nature is not possible, being superimposed by many attributes. If attribute one or two, it's difficult. So many attributes, which I used to say, you know, there are loaded, attributes are loaded upon the Atma. The superimpositions are loaded. So Shastram has this biggest job of negating only those superimpositions, the false transference of the attributes. That's why Nivartakatvam is very important to say. Nivartakatvam. See, there was one Dravidacharya. See, Shankara Bhagavatpada, iti agama vidam sutram siddham tu nivartakatvat. He calls it a sutram. Okay. The sutram, very nice sutram. Siddham tu nivartakatvat. Siddham means what? Shastra being the pramanam, it becomes established as it has the status of being the negator or remover of attributes. Siddham tu nivartakatvat. It is the sutra. it is this one Dravidacharya. Okay, Agamavit means those who know this Veda Shastra thoroughly. They, one of them is Dravidacharya, and there's some sutras are there. So in one of the sutram is when the sutram which establishes the shastram being the pramanam. Because Sunyavadi is waiting, he doesn't want to accept Atma, existence being the reality. He wants non-existence to be the reality. See, Bauddhas in between they'll come. Either Sunyavadi will be there or Kshanika Vijnanavadi. So, Siddham tu Nivartakatvat is the sutram. So, Dravidacharya and Acharyas, great Acharyas, even before Shankaracharya, there were some Acharyas. So, he quotes that sutram. That sutram also states Siddham means what? Atma being the pramanam is established. Sorry, Shastram being the pramanam. Shastram being the pramanam is established. I love the word Atma, I think. No, the word Atma comes quite often. Okay. Shastram being the pramanam in having the nature of the essential nature of the Atma being revealed to us, Shastram definitely is the pramanam. How? Not directly reveals nature of the Atma. Nivartakatvat. Nivartakam means what? Nivartakatvam. Shastram has nivartakatvam. It has the status of being the negator, remover of the attributes, superimpositions caused by ignorance. So, the statement, the sutram also is here. This is the supporting sutram, aphorism. This is the sutram, means what? Of people who have thorough, profound knowledge of the Veda Shastram. Therefore, come on, don't say pramanam is useless. Pramanam does not serve the purpose. Pramanam is not there for knowing the Atma. Satya Adhishtanam. Therefore, Advaitam is non-duality is non-existent. Duality is also non-existent. Therefore, non-existence is the reality. Don't come with your view. There is no such a thing called non-existence at all. In fact, what is only absolute existence. Absolutely what is only existence. That existence is nothing but consciousness. Non-existence we can talk about relatively. There's relative non-existence. Relative non-existence. In subjective reality, there's relative non-existence. In objective reality, there is relative non-existence. But absolutely, there's only existence. There's no such a thing called non-existence at all. And that existence awareness is there, mixed in every day-to-day experience of everything. Brahma idam jagat asti. This universe is, when it is said, that isness in this. This reveals, okay, relative. Jagat is also there. This, the isness is there. Isness, that E stands for awareness, existence, being there as the adhishtanam of this non-reality, being adhishtanam for the world of mithya duality. Therefore, every time we're experiencing the jagat, we are experiencing Brahma. So Brahma Anubhavaha, Brahmatma Anubhavaha, there's always there. There's never a time Brahmatma Anubhavaha is not there. So what does it mean? Experience of Brahman is always there, but knowledge of Brahman is not there. Experiencing is possible. I experience Brahma not knowing is what is Brahma. I experience cilantro not knowing it is cilantro. Therefore, we need not work very hard for Brahman Bhavaha. In every experience you have Brahman Bhavaha. So maximum he presented four questions he presented, all of them were clearly answered. And the following was also an important verse, equally significant verse. Purva shlokarthase hetum aha. See, the reason for stating why there is no creation, dissolution of the universe. There's no creation at all. There's no dissolution at all. There's no moksha. There's no bondage at all. Absolutely, there's all these things are not there. The standpoint of Atma, nothing is here. Atma alone is for this. Why? Why it is said like that? Again, another hetu. Another reason is presented in this 33rd karika. So 33rd karika also is equally important karika.
Bhavairasadbhirevayam advayena cha kalpitaha bhava apyadvayenaiva tasmadadvayata shiva bhavairasadbhirevayam advayena cha kalpitaha bhava apyadvayenaiva tasmadadvayata shiva. Asadbhihi bhavaihi. Let us make this verse first. Bhavaihi asadbhihi eva. I am advayena cha kalpitaha. Bhavaha api advayena eva. Tasmat advayata shiva. See, advayata. Advayata or advaitatvam, we can say. Advayata Shiva. We say advaitam satyam. Like advaitam Shivam. Advayata Shiva. Auspicious. Non-duality is auspicious. Why it is auspicious? Because there is no dukkham. When you say auspicious means non-duality, non-dual reality is free from all divisions, all dualities, free from dualities and divisions. Therefore, it is free from all attributes. It is of the nature of non-dual reality, is of the nature of fullness, happiness. There is no sorrow. There is no grief. Literally, this is the actual meaning given elsewhere. But here we are going to understand differently. So, Advaita Shiva. Or you can say Advaitam Shivam. Advaita Shiva. Auspicious. Tasmat. Because of this reason. What is the reason? Asadbihi bhavaihi eva ayam advayena kalpitaha. This reality, the reality is mistaken to be non-real forms, names and functions, the objects. This reality is also be understood to be non-dual because of this objects only. Bhavaihi asadbihi. This Atma is understood to be mistaken to be the objects. Atma has understood to be non-dual reality. Mistaken to be objects, understood to be non-dual reality. Bhavaha api advayena eva. It's only because of this non-dual reality, these so-called objects enjoy existence. Without the Atma, Adhishthana Atma, objects cannot have existence. Therefore, this Atma, this non-dual reality is auspicious. Lends existence to this. See, we'll see the meaning of auspiciousness tomorrow. Okay. I'll summarize again what we have understood, but we're going to see in the future, other word, verse, what we've seen already in this verse, summarize again tomorrow. Okay. The main term, the word Atma came today. Atma, Atma, Atma. Whenever the Shastam came, Atma came. In the place of Shastra, the word Atma came. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.